It's 7:42. It's time for The Worldview, brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam Gilchrist joining us on the line from London. Adam, it has been a while. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Africa. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you?
Good, yeah. I am, well, I'm very well. The sun is shining. We've got a glorious summer going on here. The Commonwealth Games have been played in unbridled sunshine. What on earth happened? Or are we calling it global warming? Whoops.
We also having similar challenges in Cape Town. We have very wintry, wet winters. And while we're getting rainfall every, 8 to 10 days, it's just not nearly enough. I don't think, at least anyway. I suppose long-term forecasts are going to help us with that regard. We do start, though, in the Middle East, where, thankfully, a ceasefire is now in place in Gaza.
Yes, you always hesitate, don't you, before you start sort of party season over a ceasefire in the Middle East. But they don't always hold, shall we say. And indeed, this latest one had shots fired and seemingly one or two rocket strikes after the deadline. The deadline was about 8 hours ago or so. But nonetheless, it is a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants. Specifically between the Islamic Jihad in that part of the world. And it came in after 3 days of violence. 44 people were killed in violence and a flare-up in the conflict going on in the Gaza area. The United States, Joe Biden, and the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, they both welcomed the ceasefire. They both are looking forward to the observance of it. And I guess to some extent, although the initial shots fired, et cetera, et cetera, it is holding at this stage, 8 hours in. So, yeah, we're not going to start breaking out the bunting and letting off the party poppers, but it's better than the last 3 days and the violence we've seen in Gaza.
It certainly is. We always need to pay attention, of course, to what's happening in Ukraine. And there's a report published into the plight of the Ukrainian children.
Yeah, this from the Washington Institute for Defense and Security. And what they're saying, I mean, as if Ukraine needed extra, they're saying that some women and children may have been trafficked into domestic slavery and even sex slavery in the Middle East and possibly in Russia as well. I mean, it is shocking as a banner headline, isn't it? It says some Ukrainian refugees have been targeted at camps in Poland, but others in Russia. Not with the say-so of the state. I don't think anyone's suggesting that Vladimir Putin is somehow overseeing this. But Volodymyr Zelensky has already claimed that 200,000 children have gone missing, so 200,000 Ukrainians subsumed, if you like, into the Russian system, presumably relocated in Russia. But some, according to this report, may have been pounced on by unscrupulous gangs and sold into domestic slavery or worse. Specifically, they're talking about the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. And we know refugees are badly mistreated or not treated at all or ignored or whatever it is in so many parts of the world. But the theory that possibly Russian oligarchs now stuck in the Middle East, unable to visit their super yachts in Monaco or wherever, are happy to buy Russian-speaking Ukrainians to be their servants. I mean, oh my God, what a world.
What a world indeed. Let's finish off with some news of death by lightning.
Yeah, I can't think this is meant to happen. A lightning strike in Cuba, which has set two large oil storage tanks ablaze. And in fact, there are fears that the fire may have spread even. The latest word actually was coming out a few hours ago. So admittedly, this probably needs to be updated. But we know that a container of oil was sparked on fire by a lightning strike, which in itself surely is not a thing. I mean, there's meant to be safeguards, aren't there? Four explosions have happened as a result of this oil plant in the city of Matanzas in Cuba. We know that at least one person has been killed, 120 people injured, and at one stage it was reported 17 firefighters were missing, and I believe, actually, the last I saw, they were still missing. And of the 120-odd who have been injured, eight are in a very bad way. Given that Cuba is already suffering from a fuel shortage and daily power blackouts, the last thing they need is to have an oil plant or an oil refinery go up in smoke. So they're asking for help from international experts. I mean, all this from the weather. We're back on the weather again, aren't we?
We are. Speaking of, you better go and enjoy that sunshine, Adam. Thank you very much.
It's a deal.
Lovely chatting to you as always. Adam Gilchrist back with The Worldview tomorrow.